The warning issued by the FBI earlier this week about the possibility of more terrorist attacks contained no details. The only advice officials had for the public was to be extra aware of anything suspicious. Some local law enforcement officials say they already were on a heightened state of alert and weren't sure what more they could do. This has raised questions about the value of such alerts and whether there might be a better way to keep the country safe. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina, Pat McCrory, says he understands the government's predicament. It has information about threats, but few details it can share with the public. McCrory says at the very least, though, he'd like a little more guidance. In a letter this week to Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge, the mayor suggested the federal government set up some kind of rating system for any future alert.
It could be a rated by numbers or by letters or by certain adjectives, so we could determine For example, is this the highest of the highest, or is this the medium alert, or is this a low alert?
McCrory says otherwise his city will just keep doing what it has been doing since September 11th, which is to beef up security around government buildings, airports, and anything else the city thinks is a target.
The second thing we're asking to Governor Ridge would be to give more specific directions to citizens at the local level and in cities on how they can help and what type of reaction they should be showing.
He and others say without more information, the alerts just discourage people from traveling or shopping or doing all those other things the White House keeps saying it wants people to do. Others have suggested refining the system so it's more like one used by the Pentagon, which has four levels of threat and very specific responses to each. A spokeswoman for the Justice Department says there are no discussions at the moment about revising the FBI alerts. She said sometimes authorities just don't have enough information to tell people what they should or shouldn't do, or how one threat might compare with another. Homeland Security Director Ridge told reporters this week he appreciates people's concerns, but says the government really only has two options. One is to remain silent, something officials fear would come back to haunt them in the event of another attack.
We would like to have been able to divulge more information, but there really wasn't any more to divulge. We decided the second option, and that's just tell the American public.
What is the general public supposed to do with this information?
Charles Mead is a scientist with the RAND Corporation. He thinks the alerts are counterproductive. He compares them to government-led efforts in the 1970s to predict earthquakes, which he says only generated confusion and unnecessary alarm. Those warnings were eventually replaced by more practical measures, such as constructing stronger buildings. Mead thinks the terrorist alerts might harm efforts to protect the nation in the long run. He says people are going to stop paying attention to them if nothing happens.
The false alarms actually sort of work against you in the sense that no one starts to trust the information anymore. And the flip side of that is that you also then try and get people all become conditioned to assuming that the government's going to tell us when there's a problem and that I can just let down my guard at all other times, which in principle we should just have our guard up all the time.
He and others, such as New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, say it would be better if the federal government could share more intelligence information with some state and local officials. That way, they could respond more effectively to new threats, and the public could feel more confident that government at all levels was working to protect them without worrying about the day-to-day details. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.